Right. It was a pleasure to come and speak. We know that on Pesach, on Mid Pesach, every day we lay in a different kriya. Not like Sukkot, but just the kavanas. Pesach, there are different parashas in the Torah, which are all Pesach related. But today and tomorrow, Mishpatim Kisisa, besides the fact that it's got all Shol Shigolim and Shabbos, there's a mitzvah being Oyla Regal. Mitzvah to be Oyla Regal. Shonda Yishpomim, Nashonda Yeroi Tol Zchucha. That was the Simra A. But in today's Kriya, we learn about being Oyla Regal. And the Pasuk says as follows. Tomorrow's Kriya, we add another couple of words. We use the title of Odin. We refer to the Rebbeinu as being an Odin. Aliyah L'Regel is one of the Tayag mitzvahs. But it's a very basic mitzvah. Every mitzvah is basic. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, mitzvahs asay to build the Beis HaMikdash, and one of the main functions of the Beis HaMikdash is that three times a year we come to Aliyah L'Regel. So a great tachlis of the binyan Beis HaMikdash is to be Oyla Regel. There's a Lashon HaRamban, Sof Parshas Bahar, where the Pasuk says, we're talking about a goy, a yid had to sell himself to a goy, then the Parshas Bahar. Shabseisai tishmoyim doshi tiro. So the Ramban uses a Lashon, Sof Parshas Bahar, that we give, tell him two mitzvahs. Don't forget about Shabbos, and don't forget about Mikdash. And when the Ramban says a Mikdash Tiron means to be Oyla Regel, to be Mekai Mitzvahs of Oyla Regel, and the Ramban uses a Lashon that these two mitzvahs are like obviously Mitzvah Shel Torah, the key mitzvahs. Shabbos, the key mitzvah that we understand, we say this in the Munda, also Shabbos. The Vaisis is something special, there's a key mitzvah, there's a ganze limud in the mitzvah of be Oyla Regel. So there's two nekudas we have to understand. What's the chashivas? Why is Aliyah L'Regel such a key mitzvah? And also, we find the title over here of the Rebbeinu Shem Pnei Ha'odin Hashem, Odin Elokei Yisrael. Zrashbo, Chedush HaGodes, Shas. Rashbo, we all know the Rashbo. There's a small volume, Chiddush HaGodes Rashbo. And it says tight in Agmon, the beginning of Brochus. It also says the beginning of Brochus. Dav Zayin on the base. Omer Beichem Shumer Pshim Ben Yechoy. Miyoyim Shabo HaKadosh Boch Esayinan Lehoya Odom Shikor HaKadosh Boch Odom. No one was mechadosh this title of Odom. There's many shamus of the Rabbi Nishleilam. Yud kevavke, tzvoke, shakai, there's fashin l'shainas, expressions, there's names of Sheva Shemus, Sheinim Chokim. Odin is Vem is a title of the Rabbein Yishleinim, it's not Gradu Vom Shemus in Chokim, but it's a special title by this Odin. Loi hoya odom shikol akol yibokh odoin, at shebo avrom avinu, vekor odom shlema, Hashem likim b'moida ki yishenon, Hashem is there, written all of doubt. Then the Gemara carries on, Omer Rav, after Neil Linena Bishwil Avram, when Daniel davened, he was answered because of Avram. Shanema, a posse that we say in Tachnun, Monday, Thursdays. V'hata Shmaile came to the Tfilas Avtachot Tachnunov. Listen to the Tfil of your Eved and his entreaties, his Bakoshes. V'hoye Ponecha Migdoshcha, that there should be Horus Ponemon Beis Amikdosh Laman Hashem, Loshen Atnus. Well, the Dashem Laman Chos, speaking to the Rabbi, it was Laman Hashem. Laman Avrom Shekorcha Odin. In the schus, poshik lem shav nimor. In the schus of Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu called you Odin, answer my tefila, hoy ponecha midoshcha. What's licked on the godless? What does Odin define? What's Odin? What message is Odin giving us? That we find that b'schivas Avram is mechadosh Odin, and after nilay nene le b'schus Avram shekor Odin. So Hashem chidush Hakadosh Abshat Hazeh. We know that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is in charge of the world. Yet the Rega, everything that happens, we call it Teva, nature. Teva is the rotz and tmidi of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Chizen amoy dekavot, chizen hagoda shir v'shevach, zam zrotzkin, that's Hashem zachen there. Very recently they've repented it. We say in Halla Godel, Lo Isn Flois Gdolis Levadikulelum Chaste. Where do we say that posuk? If you look to the site of Halla Godel, the said Yontav and the Free, Shabbos and the Free, said about Acht. But says Geta Zay. We start off, Hoydul Hashem Gitoi, Leis Hashemai Bitzvuna. Shemesh Yoreach. Then we go on to Nisim. Makim Tzamchareyam, Yod Chazok, Geiz Yamsuf, Gzorim, Kriyas Yamsuf, through the Midbar, Makim Nochim Gedolim. We would have imagined that Eisen Nifloiz Geiz Levadei belongs in the second part of that capital, where we're talking about the Gvalti Nisim Ranchim did to Klal Yisrael. Makim Tzamchareyam, only the Ranchim do such a thing, Geiz Yamsuf, Gzorim, Vayagim Lochim Adirim, etc. Lo Isin is before we're talking about the Shemaim and the Oretz, if you want to call it regular day-to-day nature. So he says that the Pasuk Dovid HaMelech is trying to tell us we have to realize that the fact that the sun shines every day, the fact that there is a Shemesh, there is a Yireach, the regular day-to-day of the Bria is also Lo Isin Ifloiz Gedolis Levadei. It's Santa Oret. But upon him, we take things for granted as nature. Siddharmul, the Rabbanisham makes Nisim. Siddharmul, the Rabbanisham is what's called the Meshad Marech Sateva, Marech Sashamayim. The Rabbanisham changes the whole laws of nature. The Rabbanisham can sometimes transform nature. There's Dalad, you say this in the Bria. There's Eish, fire, offer, land, soil, Ruach, and Mayim. We say in Halil, so it's good. That we say in Tfilah, Malachim Kisonus, the world, the Yam ran away, the Chatapachat, Hom Tiktuchel Malachim Sons, Yam Tizvlocha. Mifne, why? Mifne, Odin Chule Oret, the Rabbanisha was scared, the Bria was scared was of the Rabbanisha, why? How if Chatzura Gamoy? So B'chaim Vital Taiches B'shat Ha'ifchatzu Agamoyim. There were many Nisim Moshe take a Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Rabbanishan split the water. Nitzukunei Noizlim. Big rocks on either side and there was dry in the middle. I'm shouldn't take a Nes. But it was a change of Teva. But it wasn't that one Chelik of the Bria was transformed into a different Chelik of the Bria. Rabbanishan split the water. I'm not take a Nes. Hebuch and Teva. The Rabbanishim can all show he can take a tzur, which is the strongest rock, the strongest mountain, and transform that into water. So there, the Rabbanishim showed that he changed the law, not just changed the laws of nature, the Rabbi Yishim transformed one chelik in the brain to another chelik in the brain. So the Horem Tiktu Chelim, the big mountains, wasn't the mountains started changing, the Rabbi Yishim was here. We can't take for granted we're here to stay. The Rabbi Yishim can make the greatest mountain, like Everest, a Matterhorn, whatever it is. Any big mountains, a bunch of can make it into water. So you find different types of nisim. Siddharma la nes, a change of nature. And Siddharma la fila darg of a nes, that the Rabbanishim transforms one type of the Bria into another type of the Bria. Eish ruach mayim and ofa. The Rabbanishim takes the hoifcha atzorag amayim. When was that grata? It was the time of grata of Punta Mei Meriva. Moshe hit the rock, and the rock itself became water. The first time the water came, in Paras Mishala, the water came out of the rock. But there was one, the time of Meriva, that the Rabbanishim made the nest, that the rock itself became water. Hoifcha atzorag amayim. Back upon him, that's the kirch of the Rabbanishim. Odd thing is when the Rabbi Yishim shows his koyach that he can transform the Bria. He's in charge, he's the boss of the Bria, and the Rabbi Yishim created everything at kedei kach, not just the Rabbi Yishim created and let it stay the way it is. The Rabbi Yishim constantly is mechadish, I'm mechadim tu b'chol in the nas b'reishis, and the rai is that the Rabbi Yishim can make nisim. Sometimes it's a nes, a change of nature, and sometimes it's a nes at kedei kach that the ganze Bria becomes transformed. Oddly shows that the Rabbi Yishim is in charge of the Bria, he's the boss of the Bria, and the Rabbi Yishim can manipulate, the Rabbi Yishim can do whatever he wants with the Bria. Avraham Avinu saw this firsthand. Avraham Avinu, the Rabbi Yishim told Avraham Avinu, Avraham said, Matitani, I haven't got any children. Eliezer's been Meshabesi, Damascus Eliezer, so the Rabbi Yishim said, don't worry, I'll give you a child. The Rabbi Yishim took Avraham Avinu, Achutzah, lifted him up above Teva, and said to Avraham, you're going to have a child. Keneged, Marech Sashmai, Keneged the Mazonis, everything. So Yemenu didn't even have a base blood. She wasn't capable of having children. She didn't have those Evoim, those limbs that are needed to be able to have children, she didn't even have. So the Rabbi Yishim transformed Avraham, transformed Sora. Avraham Avinu trusted the Rabbi Yishim. The Rabbi Yishim reckoned it. That's a Rashi Lez Pshat. For the Ramban of the Nod. It's a chidush that Avraham trusted the Rabbi Yishim. Avraham's Rosh Ma'amin. Avraham doesn't trust the Rabbi Yishim. Who else should trust the Rabbi Yishim? What's Shabbahem B'Hashem? It's a fit the Ramban. A man is faket b'shatn boz. Of us b'shatn rashi. Then I'm on b'shatn rashi as well. Just imagine, over there you've got the brick wall. It's supposed to break like prefab. That's it's brick. That's it's concrete, reinforced concrete. And someone's going to tell you, go there and walk through. You see, it doesn't. It's a mirage. It doesn't exist at all. I see myself as a concrete, a reinforced concrete. It's not there. For Avraham Avinu that knew what Lefil Mazolus, they couldn't have children, it was a brick wall. So how about Avraham believe the Rabbi Shleim, in the Rabbi Shleim? But the Rabbi Shleim is telling him you'll have a child where Piteva's not Shayach. It's like seeing a brick wall, a reinforced concrete, you can't. So it was a gadlus for Avraham Avinu. We know too little about Mazolus to realize the gadlus. That it means that the Rabbi Shleim, that Avraham Avinu trusted. That's where Avraham Avinu said the Lashon of Adnus. Straight after that, Avraham was the one that could be mefastened to the Bria. Yichah gezen anhog of Adnus. I've seen the Rabbi Yishim promised me something and I trust it. That is anhog of Adnus. So Avraham Avinu avate. There was Shem, Shem, Noach, Meshem, etc. Of Al Kaponim Avraham. Why did the Rebbeinu Grata do that? Is it Ritzvon that got the Shapesa as Mavur? That we have to know that was the Yitzir Klal Yisrael. The whole Yitzir of Klal Yisrael was the Ma'im Dech HaTeva. ואתן לא יש יצחק, כי זה מתונה, was natural בכלל. Now God will say, ואתן לא יש יצחק. If זה מתונה, why did the Rishon do that? To show, as a mother of Israel, to show that the whole Yitzir of Klal Yisrael is Lamanim Derech HaTeva. Ki Yodua, the whole Kiyum of Klal Yisrael is Lamanim Derech HaTeva. I've mentioned this many times before. As Rabbi Akvendon says, if you want to see Nissen, which supersede, which override, which even strongly is seen inside, look at the Kingdom of Klal Yisrael in Golus. That we're here with all the persecution, with everything that there is, and we're still here to stay with the smallest of all omers, and omers want to destroy us. Not to b'chol dov dayim lechal yisenu, b'chol yayim b'yayim, im demen lechal yisenu, we're here. The Kingdom of Klal Yisrael is l'mayim v'yach ha-teva. The Yitzir of Klal Yisrael started off in that way, L'mayim derech ha-teva. So Avraham was the one that the Loshon Odin, that is the definition, that is the title of the Rabbein Yishleilam, when the Rabbein Shem shows that the Rabbein Shem in charge of the Bria. We start up davening straight away, some people say every morning, Adon Olam. So straight and swollen, that the reason why we start up Adon Olam, we want the schus of Avraham Avinu, come to Dam Shachis, Avram taking Shachis, on Tamidia Grosser, the Dvar. Zabdibbe, that showed, they said over this Perish Tabro, to the Gon, from one of his Tamidim, it said, and the Ganser Siddig, when Kedaifa Devot, that the reason why we start off at the beginning of the day with the Loshen Odin, is Zchus Vavrom, it's more than that. When we come to Davin, who are we Davin to? We're Davin to the Rabbanshim, Rabbanshim's capable of doing anything. Dr. Zahim, Dr. Zahel, whatever prognosis there is, but the Rabbein Shem's in charge of the Bria. So we start off our tefillah with this definition that Rabbein Shem that doing Olam. We end off the end of tefillah Alein L'Shabel Adoin Akel again Odin. It's interesting, in the middle of Ezra's just for Shemone Esrei, there's also a dogish that we use the Lashon of Odin. Emes, atu odin la mecha mer gibel reuvom, atu ishem at ach mer dechel on Mashiach. Abu is stress this prat atu odin la mecha. For Klal Yisrael, the Rabbein Shem is odin, the Rabbein Shem will change the whole Bria for Klal Yisrael. Ins in odin. This is out to the boit on the side of the Rashbo, so this is my Baruchah, of that the Rashbo defines that the Inn of Odin, that was Avraham Avinu's Mephasim, the singing of an Adams. The Gemara carries on, mentions the Gemara, Omer Rav, after Nil Lenene L'Vizchus Avraham. The Gemara Zayin on the base, so the Gemara, after Nil Lenene, El Bishvil Avraham. So Poshe Ilam Shatzal say, he daven for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And he daven for Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and he daven B'schus Avraham. Rashbos got a new shtickle in the Gemara. Zotad Lenene B'shvil Avraham Ein Tazay. There's one place in the Bria that we can see on a constant basis, this Hanhog of Ot, Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, he ran a platz in Gili Shechina, that they saw with all the nissen and Beis HaMikdash, or the fact that the Shechina was there, and one could feel the Rabbein Shem's presence, the Rabbein Shem Leicholot's Kvaitai, being Beis HaMikdash, that one could feel, and one saw, one experienced, one became uplifted to believe and see. After Nil in Enem Shvil Avraham means that Avraham Avinu was the one who had his title for Atnus, Zot Nil Abakosha, Hoy Ponecha Mikdosh Hashomim, light up. The Beis HaMikdash at the moment is Shomim, but rebuild, and we'll be able to see how all is formed in the Beit Leman Hashem. I want to be able to see this Hanhog of Atnus. That's Mishat Leman Hashem. I want to be able to see this Hanhog of Atnus, because in Beis HaMikdash, every year that went to the Beis HaMikdash experiences Hanhog of Atnus. So Leman Hashem, Leman Avraham Shkoch Odin, doesn't mean Dachnim the Schus of Avraham. This Inyan that Avraham is Mephas and Inyan from Adnus. Ich will have Beis HaMikdash, I want a Beis HaMikdash, because in Beis HaMikdash we have every Yid lifted himself up and experienced this Inyan of Adnus. He felt der Rebbeinchen ist präsent zu nicht. So, das ist all in einem in der Mitte, aber verschiedene Nissen im Besamikdisch, was man gesehen, man fällt der Rebbeinchen ist präsent, man fällt bis Kriach, was Spar, der Rebbeinchen mit Kohl Otte. Und in der Zuchus, da, Postig says in Tillin, wie jedu kiata shimach Hashem levadech elina koloretz. That the ganze Brie will know how to elina koloretz. And even almost all of them will have it. And then we can't line test, we talk about, when we talk about, what will be the middash? So the Rashi Volen shat, v'hoi v'necha, m'doshe l'man Adnus, doesn't just mean in the schus of Avraham. It means Avraham was the one that was mafar from the sinne von Adnus. So I'm asking for a Beis HaMikdash, because in the Beis HaMikdash it's sein der Gilui, von der Anhoge of Adnus. So it gives us a new insight was Eile Regel was. The mitzvah to be Eile Regel was, the Rebbeinchen wants that to Yitzel Lem at the Rebbeinchen Lem. That we should experience, it gives us a Munei Bitochen, it gives us a Yerushamayim, coming to Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash was a center point besides for Kabonis. Was in Kabonis again Kapos HaVeil Chaka, when you say no. But Beis HaMikdash was more than that. They need to be Oile Regel to show our Messias Nebish for the Rebbein Shem, to show our Bikush. Mayofu po mayach ban olim bas nodiv. Avraham Avinu was the first nodiv. To be Oile Regel is pshat a person gives himself away to the Rebbein Shalom. Ob in Beis HaMikdash everyone experience this Hanhoge, one can feel this Hanhoge of Adnus. Yeroes Chuchas, the Apostle says, Sholosh Pahom Vashon Yoikos Chos Pnei Odin Hashem. I want you to see and be seen as we touch Yere Yeroe, as Pnei Odin, Odin Hashem Lekei Yisrael. The Ramban says in Kisisa, in Mishpot in Kisisa, the Rebbeinchen is Odin Amfarnes. The Rebbeinchen is one that looks after Klal Yisrael. Or it comes with this emunah, with this mundus emunah. It's come out again from our real mit idea. Santer noch Artikel Ritvon nach Gottes Pesach. Und meine Gottel sind gille Schinne. So what's the Baal HaGodl trying to explain to us? You can try to Meir as a Lashon of seeing something. You see something, a sight. And Meir as a Lashon of Pachat. So that's the famous Baal HaGodl saying, what does it mean by Meir HaGodl? So a famous thought to Meiro in Gedoyim Chodesh Asa Hashem Lekechem Leinecho that Meiro means a lot of seeing. You saw Giluim of Emuna. And that's a pshat. And Meiro God was a Gilu Shechina. They saw Gilu Shechina. The Ritva says that Bam is the Lishna of Yira and Re'ia of the same ways. Just juggle them around. Because with the Emes is as if when a person sees the Shechina and a person sees Hanhobis HaBoyer to such an extent, it's a shaft yira. I feel in the presence, I feel the shiftless atman, I see the Musa is Boa Shemai, is the Re'i of Gilish Shin, it creates yira. Savada Taichim Posseh Meir Godel means Giluim, things that we saw, but that alone creates yira. To come to Beis HaMikdash Tirol, to come to Beis HaMikdash and experience this Hanhog of Adnus, this feeling of Adnus, once elevated to be able to see the Keuch of the Rebbeinu Shalom, that alone creates a tremendous Yerushamayim, creates a Munei B'tochen, Yerushamayim, but the answer Chizuk, it can uplift someone, can say, a mensch is so far gone, he sold himself to a goy, et kum ni beis HaMikdash, he'll elevate himself. So those are the chashivas, the mitzvah being Eile Regel. And that's why the Torah over here uses the Lashon of Adnus. Play Odin Hashem, Odin Elkei Yisrael. That the Rebbein Hashem is one that's miyuchat for Klal Yisrael. And that's all part of the mitzvah that we gain out of being Euler, that we've got to thank Valtige mitzvah being Euler Egel. We haven't got to be Smedish when we learn the Parshat of Yom Tov. That gives us this cheshev, that gives us this sheifa, this rotzen, I would like to have it. How much I'm lacking. How different our lives would be as Sudab Beis HaMikdash. How different our lives would be if we'd sit up Yerushamayim. How the Menuch Sanevish that would have from the Munei B'tochen as the Rebbeinu looking after Klal Yisrael. Ramchal Shteta Chiddush. We know that every yontav's got certain ashpois. Machal calls it tach. Horus hayomim. Or with an aleph. The ashpois hasman. It's yedua and soin that every yontav, the ashpois hasman comes back again. So we're not just commemorating history from the past. We're living as man. Stimmt das sachs vor ihm? Sich so eine Sache full of it. Aber meister le deity what a couple of me you do say what I know. Ramchal is probably one of the first that stellt er weg da ihr salt. Ramchal in der Hashem. Every yontif one taps into again that's used into Santa Losh and Santa Moshel. Stellt er vor, you climb your mountain, you go straight up, you go round and round till you get. So from every so often you come back to the same point that you were before, just higher up. And that's how you had the yontif. So this is a Moshel with the milieu. Zot Ramchal in Torah, all the hashpoyas that are in the Bria come from Torah. That's why, Be'emes, when we learn V'lech Lecha, it creates a different hashpoy in the Bria than when we learn Kiseitze. We learn Nechveif Nitzovim and Zang Nanda hashpoy the Mishpotim. That's why the Rabbi Shemot is gestelt, and the Chazal Amma is gestelt that through the year we go through Kol HaTorah Kula. Besides our own personal learning of the Zakris HaTorah, we're out in Kol HaTorah Kula to have a shkesha with the Allah hashpoyas that's living in Torah. Then you saw the Ramchal in Der Hashem Chelik Dalit. Then is Moshe Tikkun Yisrael Krisoter and Yontif. Why? Zot, because every Yontif's got its Ashpor. So if on Yontif we will read Parshas to do with that Yontif, then we'll be Mechazik the Kedusha Salzman through Torah, and specifically this Torah Mlebe Matzah. So it's mechazik the hashpoah of Yontav of Pesach through a Kirch HaTorah. If on Yontav we've been given the Kirch HaTorah today and tomorrow by Ne'ilah L'Regel, that's mashpia on us that to have some sort of a shaykhus to the Indian of being Ne'ilah L'Regel, the Shiva to be Ne'ilah L'Regel, the hashpoah that there was of seeing, believing in Golus together believing, the Hagabah Nosabalelis. Boik is always a remnant for the Geula. Nafshi l'Hashem mishoymim l'abeike, shoymim l'abeike. These kapitlach, he's saying it constantly. What does the pasuk mean? Nafshi l'Hashem mishoymim l'abeike, working for tomorrow. What's tomorrow? Is Rashi shteken tilim? Boik is referring to the Geula. It's a tefillah for Geula. Nafshi l'Hashem mishoymim l'abeike, shoymim l'abeike. We're waiting for the Geula. So Taich Rashi, shoymim is all Hashem waiting. Leil shimurim, ovishom es adova. At night in Golas Balelis. The end of the Seder we say, Toikoim Yim Cheshkas Laila, the Rabbi Yishu shall light up the Laila, the Golas mit the Lichtkeit in Yoy. We're learning about Yitzis Mitzrayim. In Golas, we want to be inspired with our Keshita. What we had then was a Bissamikdash to give us this Shifa. So today's Gishtalta Parsha, today's Kriya, tomorrow's Kriya, besides the Yom Tovim, we mentioned this mitzvah being Oyla Regal. I'll just finish off with a vort. Today's Kriya and tomorrow's Kriya have got Shon Shigolim and both Oyla Regal. In tomorrow's Kriya in Kitsisa, there's a Yisofer Shtein Shnaintika Parsha in Mishpotim. That the Torah tells us when you go to Eilu Regel, don't be scared that people will overrun you. All the men are up and gone to Eilu Regel. Who's left at home? The women, they've got no chiv to Eilu Regel. Little children. So they can be overrun by the neighbors. So the Torah, ki yachem Hashem's gvuch. So the Torah, yachem adish yasa'atzach. So the cash is why does it just sit and he sits on not in today's career. I'm really gvot meshach achma. Dann waren sich das in Cheskelot, das ist stark an Norgat von der Wort, vielleicht ist es dir besorgen. So, mich schrach mal mir dicke Wort. Mich spottem es bevor Chetto Egel. Mich spottem es bevor Chetto Egel. Das ist es auf der Chetto Egel. Die Mosat von Erwin und Dalit, if you wouldn't be for Chetto Egel, then the Goyim would be able to have any Schlitt on Klaal Yisrael. In Kolumel Lashin Chayla Shlaben, the fact that we're in Tzoros from the Umasayim is only after Chetto Egel. Melazot hazeh, im Mishpotim, which is Kenuch HaTegel, we didn't do a special Avtochel, we have to do a Zahatzchah. they call chapter clarius kisisa after chata egel when then it was already a danger from almost in our own room we need a special atocha but again tying in with what we just said now ad lemaisa come tell you besides what they experienced of going of the midst of Euler Egel they saw some hoge wartnus that they're going through the Adena Keul. But at the same time, there was a special atocha against nature as well. It needed a certain serious nefesh of Christ or to go up and not worry what's going to happen. And it's not the leachnish it's called the branch looking after you. So in Euler Egel, it's built into the midst of Euler Egel. Don't worry. Don't worry about the Omosayim. Don't worry about the Shechinim. I'm looking after you. Shdo b'zeiche. The Korah to be... So Zayin noch ab es amigdash, where we'll all be able to be Mekayim, this Indian of being Euler Egel, that's not if this in the being oil regal that the shomnal of the rov the shtachel of nashim le kecho this was in nashim le kecho this me dacha that we should be zeichet to Allah to everything that this yontav has what to give us and we can be mekan the mitzayim of oil regal.